Listener Production.
Hello, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. A warning, this story may be distressing. A teen has had their charge upgraded to murder following the death of a pregnant woman who was hit in the head in a shopping centre car park in Perth. Police say the 30-year-old victim was allegedly struck with a piece of concrete while sitting in a car late last month. The teen will face the Children's Court later this week. The federal government has announced it'll establish a new Environment Protection Agency to enforce conservation laws. Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek says the current system is broken.
The EPBC Act is outdated and requires fundamental reform. Australians do not trust that the Act is delivering for the environment, for business, or for the community. Nature's being destroyed. Businesses are waiting too long for decisions.
Survivors of the 2002 Bali bombings are gutted following news the chief bomb maker has been released from an Indonesian prison. 52-year-old Umar Patek has been granted parole until 2030, having served less than 12 years of his 20-year sentence. More than 80 Australians were killed in the attack. Fresh warnings about new laws in Indonesia banning sex outside of marriage. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade updating its travel advice to the country, warning travellers of the changes. The UK is set to release its first coins with King Charles on them into circulation. Close to 5 million of them will be distributed across post offices across the country starting next month. In sport, Aussie cricket legend Mark Waugh has questioned the West Indies' tactics with the ball and on the field in the first session against Australia. Waugh says captain Craig Brathwaite's early use of spin doesn't make sense.
Brathwaite bowling before dinner on the first day of the test match.
Yeah.
How are they getting a wicket?
Earlier, David Warner became the first Aussie batter to fall to the Windies in the second test, caught behind. And the AFL is removing white shorts from the on-field uniforms for the women's leagues. The change follows consultation with players over performance anxieties.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.